Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. As you know, I had some time away last week and I was at a Christian festival called New Wine. And having had that time away, I'm now feeling encouraged and energised. And for me, when I get fresh energy and passion, that tends to lead me into creativity. So I thought we'd look this week at faith and creativity. How do the two interact? What does it mean when we call God creator? Why is creativity important for faith? So we're going to try and answer those questions and others as we explore the link between faith and creativity. When we think about God creating, our minds often jump straight to Genesis, where he made the world out of nothing. We're told, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God created the world in all its wonderful beauty and bizarre complexities. No one can say God isn't creative when we look at some of the amazing and some of the frankly weird things that we see in creation. But often when thinking about God's creativity, we stop in Genesis 1 and 2. As if God created the world and then just stopped creating anything else. We act as if God's creativity is limited to what he originally created in the world. But we know this isn't true. God is still acting creatively in this world. He is still bringing new things into being. I'm going to read a verse from Isaiah 43, verse 19. And it reminds us that God is still creating new things. So Isaiah 43, verse 19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God tells us that he is doing a new thing. And he questions, do you not perceive it? God is always at work, doing new things, being creative, and he invites you, he invites me to see it. What new creative thing is God doing in your life? What things are springing up to life in this community, in the neighbourhood around us? How is God creating new life? How is he producing new life in you and around you? We're told, we're sort of asked, do you not perceive it? So we're basically being told to keep our eyes open for what God is doing. Are you keeping your eyes open for the new things that God does? I think it's so easy for us to get stuck in our habits and the routines of life, and that leads us to kind of not want to do anything new or for anything to change. But God calls us to look beyond our habits and routines, to see what he is doing. Do you have your eyes opened to God's creativity? We were made to witness the creativity of God in the world and to respond to him. We respond to him in praise and wonder at all he has done, all he is doing, and all that he will do. But we are also called to respond to him in co-creativity. He wants us to get involved in his creativity, because when we do, it helps us to see more of God. It helps us to take our faith from just being in our heads to being as part of our whole body, our whole being. And it also teaches us to hope and to live in confidence. So how does creativity help us to see God's creativity? You may say to me, creativity is great for some people, but I'm not a creative person. I haven't got an artistic bone in my body. But I want us to take a moment to define creativity. One dictionary definition says, creativity is the use of imagination or original ideas to create something. inventiveness. Notice that in this definition, there is no mention of art or needing to be artistic or talented. Creating art is one way to be creative, but it's certainly not the only way. As such, creativity can include such a wide range of activities: cooking, gardening, construction, design, writing, building, so many things. When we do something creative, we gain unique insights into the nature of God's work in and through creation. Let me give you a few examples. If we are avid gardeners, seeing the way plants grow and flourish points us towards God's ability to create and sustain life. If we are designers and planners who like to create inventions, we gain insights into God's masterful ability to plan and design things, from the tiniest detail to the massive undertakings. If we are cooks, we can marvel at the way that God gave different tastes, textures, smells to the things of the world, and also gave us the ability to sense these differences through our taste buds, through our ability to smell. If we are people who like to create things, whether from material, wood, metal, or even Lego, we learn about the work that God put into creating the world with all its different materials. There is so much we can learn about the creativity of God through our own creative activities. And the things we learn about God's creativity should cause us to love and worship Him more, because He is truly amazing. Our verse for today says, "I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." He creates beauty from ashes. He turns things of chaos and despair into wonder and majesty. When we recognise how much God does in the world around us, it helps us to recognise how much He creates goodness out of bad in even our own lives. He can take the messes, the mistakes, the failings of our lives and create it into things of beauty. There's one creative activity that really illustrates God's ability to create beauty from brokenness. There's a Japanese form of art that's called kintsugi, which takes the broken pieces of a pot or whatever, and it glues the pieces back together using gold mixed into the glue, so that cracks become part of the beauty of the pot. Just like a person using kintsugi to make a broken pot beautiful again, so God, the creator, the potter, can make our broken lives beautiful if we let Him. So what is God creating anew in you? Are there areas of your life that you feel are too broken to be repaired? Let God, the Creator, restore you. Allow yourself to see that you are never too broken for God to repair, to restore. His creativity knows no end, and He breathes life into those things that you think are dead and hopeless. So when we look at our own creativity, we can see God's creativity, not just in building the world, but in restoring us to Him. Human creativity can do more than that, though. It can do more than help us to see how creative our God is. When we are creative, we can also learn to take our faith from being merely an intellectual exercise into something that we experience with our whole beings. I think we often think that faith is defined as something we believe with our minds. It's based on things we know intellectually to be true. And this indeed is a part of faith. But faith is believed with more than our minds. It's also experienced with our whole beings. This is why Jesus tells us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and to love your neighbour as yourself. The mind is only one aspect with which we should love, worship, and serve God. And so creativity is a fresh way to experience faith. When we are creative, we are able to find expressions of our faith and our understanding of God that goes beyond our intellectual knowledge about Him. Our faith should be a lived, day-to-day experience as much as it is head knowledge. So how does your faith interact with your life on a daily basis? When you wake up on Monday mornings, how does your faith prepare you, guide you, and empower you through everything you face that week? A faith that is purely intellectual does not give us everything we need as we go through life. And creativity helps us to open our eyes to more about God, more about what it means to be a follower of Christ. This is something that I can personally speak quite a lot about for myself. There have been times in my journey of faith where I have felt disconnected from God and my faith, almost like I only knew things to be true in my mind, but I couldn't feel or experience them with the rest of me. During these times, it has been difficult to feel God's presence with me, even though I knew He was with me. And so being creative with my prayer life, with the time that I spent seeking to hear from God, helped me to bring what I knew to be new as head knowledge to once again become a lived experience. Some of you know that, particularly over the lockdowns, I took up drawing, partly as a way to try and keep myself sane during the long periods of time on my own. But this also became a way that God spoke to me powerfully. So for example, I drew a picture a little while ago, which started with me drawing a representation of what I was feeling: downcast, broken, and hopeless. So when I drew this picture, I had intended it to fill the whole page, but somehow the picture only covered a small amount of the page. It left all this blank space. And I thought to myself, oh well, I'll just cut away the blank space and leave it with just the picture. But I suddenly felt God's presence really powerfully, and He said this to me, don't cut away the space, let me fill it. And so I was inspired to draw this. So in the space that I left, the space that I had unintentionally left, God used that to draw His own creativity. This is supposed to be a depiction of God creating the universe. God spoke through my creativity to remind me of His, to remind me that nothing is impossible for Him, that no matter my circumstances, He could make a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. In this moment, God took what I knew in my head, that God is with me, that He is in control, that He achieves His plans, and He put that knowledge back into my lived experience. He spoke those truths to my soul, to my very being, and I was able to live knowing with my mind, my soul, my whole being, that God is in control. There's a lovely saying that is possibly attributed to St. Augustine that says, "He who sings prays twice." When we praise and worship God with our creativity, we praise Him with the words that we think or say, but we also worship Him with the actions of our bodies. For example, when we sing, our lungs, muscles, breath, vocal cords join in with the words of our praise. When we make something with our hands join in the praise of our thoughts. So, for example, my mum displays her creativity through pottery, and she makes many wonderful and interesting things. But there was one piece that she made for me to have which really demonstrates this point. I was talking just casually to my mum about how I wanted to have something to put my prayers in as a kind of demonstration of me handing over the problem to God. Later, she went to her clay and she made this. Two cupped hands, cupped as if to be receiving something. Mum made these beautiful hands that now aid me in my prayer life. I sometimes just find myself putting my own hands into these hands as a representation of me placing my hands in the hands of God. By making these hands, my mum is essentially praying with me every time I use them, because her creativity allows me to praise God through them. In our creativity, God does new things to help us to see him more. But creativity also teaches us to trust in God, our Creator, and also to have a hope for the things to come. You've probably all had this experience or something similar to it at one point. You've been working away for hours, trying to create something. You have planned the design to the minute detail. You have worked away at creating it carefully. And now that it is done, you realise it is not quite right. Something about it is wrong. I don't know about you, but I always find this immensely frustrating and actually sometimes quite upsetting. But it's also a reminder that we aren't perfect, that we make mistakes. But the amazing thing is that we have a perfect Creator who does not make mistakes. He is working on us, transforming us to become more and more like him. He says to us about us, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wasteland. I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." He is doing a new thing in us. He is creating us, crafting us to reflect his glory more, to become the people we are supposed to be. This should give us hope that one day when we meet him face to face, we will be made perfect. There'll be no more flaws, no more cause for pain or hurt or tears. I don't know about you, but I find that hope, that promise, incredibly comforting. And one of the things I find comforting is that God doesn't give up on us. Sometimes when I'm trying to draw something, it doesn't come out right, so I rub it out and try again and again, and eventually I get so frustrated that I screw the paper up, stop trying to draw the picture, and throw it in the bin. I get impatient and fed up with the fact that it keeps going wrong, and so I just throw it out altogether and decide to do something different. But God doesn't do that. In Jeremiah 18, Jeremiah is instructed by God to go to a potter's house. And then God speaks to him, and he says this. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hand. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the words of the Lord came to me. He said, "Can I not do this with you, Israel, as the potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hands of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel." Notice that God doesn't throw the clay out and stop working in a huff, like I probably would. But instead, he continues to mould and shape the clay until it is formed into something special and beautiful. How might God be shaping you? As you use creativity in your life, remember that God is constantly forming and shaping and creating you so that you reflect more clearly the new life, the light that shines in you and through you. God is using you to do new things so that others can see the streams in the wasteland that he's creating. Allow yourself to be moulded by God and hold on to the hope that comes from knowing that you are God's creation, his masterpiece that he is continuing to form. So how does creativity help us in our faith? It reminds us of our creative creator God. It reminds us to see God's creativity at work in the world around us. And it invites us to join in with God's creative works. Creativity also shows us how to take our faith from being simply head knowledge to being something we believe and experience through our whole beings. And creativity reminds us of the hope, the promise that we are still works in progress, and God is continuing to form us until that time where there is no more pain, death, or tears, and we are in God's perfect presence forever. Amen.